Welcome to the In the Limelight podcast. I'm your host, Clarissa Burt, and every week I bring you great information from fabulous people that I get to meet all over the world. I interview public figures, influencers, entrepreneurs, thought leaders, millionaires, and moguls that share their know-how, tipping points, pivotal moments, and life lessons. I promise you educative, empowering, and entertaining conversations with entrepreneurs that have a social conscience. Hey everybody, you are in the limelight with Clarissa Burt, and this is episode number 20. I have today with us Lisa Curtis. This gal was a Peace Corps volunteer who had a dream to use the nutritious leaves of the moringa tree to improve the lives of women in West Africa. And so out of that dream, her company, Cooley Cooley, was born. You are going to love her story, and love how she is helping these lovely ladies in Niger. Enjoy. Today, we've got a younger lady who, if I say she's an alpha female, I don't think that that's a stretch. Let me just give you a little bit of a background here. She's the founder of Cooley Cooley Foods, and we're going to get into that in a second. It's moringa, okay? And so if you don't know what that is, we're going to explain it to you. It's a superfood that I know and love, and Lisa Curtis, the founder, is going to tell us all about that. She found moringa when she was working at the Peace Corps as a volunteer. Now she's gotten her brand into Walmart. So I want to know how you go from the Peace Corps through the White House, by the way, because she was also, I think, writing speeches or something along those lines for President Obama, and then gets herself into Walmart. So I don't know when the lady sleeps. We're going to find out. Welcome to the show, Lisa, and congratulations on all this amazing success. How? Just give me a little idea as to how it all started, where it all started, and what was like the light bulb, ding, ding moment that you said, oh, I got to take this to the United States.
As you said, I'll start in the Peace Corps. Joined the Peace Corps out of college in Niger, West Africa. I'm a vegetarian myself and found in my village in Niger, there wasn't a ton for me to eat. So I started asking some of the women I was working with, you know, what can I eat that would make me feel better, give me more energy, give me the nutrients I need? And they told me about moringa. And so they pulled these leaves off a tree, mixed it into this West African snack called Cooley Cooley, and said, here, eat this. It'll make you feel better. And it did. It made me feel a lot better. And I wanted to find a way to help them grow more of it, use more of it there, and then also help them sell it here in the US. It's been a journey. That was 2010.
Wow.
I got back to the US just fired up by this idea, but also coming out of Peace Corps, had no money to start a business. So I ended up working in tech at another startup for a couple years. And this was my nights, weekends, passion
right.
project.
Right.
And then almost exactly 6 years ago, quit my day job.
So we speak to entrepreneurs, obviously, as you know. So did you go after seed money? What were your first steps? What did they look like?
The first step was getting funding to do a manufacturing run. But I would say, actually, even before that, it was really about testing out the product. Like, is there a market for moringa in the US? Are consumers actually going to buy it? That was really me getting together, roping in some friends, making right. bars by hands in a commercial kitchen. So made moringa bars and then doing real testing. So we surveyed a bunch of people at farmers markets. We tested what do they like, what do they not like, how much should they buy versus how many samples do we give out, how many of those people who sampled purchased, get an idea of our conversion rate, you know, all the marketing lingo I'm sure you're familiar
with. Right.
And that gave us a sense of like, wow, we really do have something here. People really like this. And that's when we did a Indiegogo crowdfunding campaign to raise some money to do our first manufacturing run.
What was it about moringa when you were in Niger that made you feel so much better? You said, okay, this stuff has changed my life. Now I need to go change the lives of a lot of Americans.
The thing that just blows me away about moringa is it really is one of the most nutritious plants in the world. Most plants are actually 90% water. So there's just kind of a little bit of room for nutrients. Moringa is 80% water. So it has double the room for nutrients. It offers a complete plant protein, offers a lot of calcium, iron, great B vitamins, a lot of antioxidants. So it just gives you a good natural energy and kind of gives you what your body needs.
And so you as a vegetarian, not being able to eat meat, and I don't know what else, you know, yeah. was available to you when you were living there, but they pulled leaves off the trees and said, here. Now, did you eat it? Did you steep it and drink it? How were you ingesting the Cooley Cooley?
her name Cooley Cooley actually comes from this snack that they made. And so it was a peanut snack that they mixed with moringa. That's what I was eating. And I was like, wow, this tastes great. Makes me feel great. Like, I want to create some version of this in America. And I want to do it in a way that helps support women in West Africa. We ended up launching it as a bar, which was kind of our version of that snack. And that was really kind of the first foray into the US market.
Wow. Did you have problems with like the FDA? Did you have to get approval to get this into the country? Was it the first time that the United States had ever seen or heard of moringa?
Really good question. The FDA has a list of all these foods, like bananas, common use foods. Everybody knows bananas are safe for consumption because we eat them all the time. Then they have certain foods that they say, these aren't common use foods. You have to prove why they're safe for Americans. That's actually what we did, was really work with a toxicologist, work with a scientist, and put together what's known as an FDA draft notice to prove to the FDA that it was safe for Americans to consume, even though it's eaten all over the world.
Okay, everybody, we are in the limelight with Lisa Curtis, the founder of Cooley Cooley Foods. Go to CooleyCooleyFoods.com. That's K-U-L-I-K-U-L-I-Foods.com. So you can follow along and see exactly what we're talking about. Do not go away. We're going to be right back.
Accuate Weight Loss, the Beat Diet. It's something that I've tried and love. People are losing up to 15 and 20 pounds every month. There's no exercise required, no prepackaged food, no medication, no dietary supplements, no surgery, and no hormones. Save 20% on your first order, promo code CLARISSA20. The promo code is CLARISSA20. Again, Accuate, ACCUWEIGHT.com.
All right, we're back in the limelight with Lisa Curtis. She's the founder of Cooley Cooley Foods. It is from the moringa plant. Is it a tree or a plant?
Tree.
And you come across this as you're working in the Peace Corps 9 years ago, and from someone suggesting that you ingest it in Niger, you then brought it to the United States, did everything you had to do to start up a business, went through Indiegogo, found some seed money, and next thing you know, voila, I say bacchetta magica in Italian, magic wand, you are in Walmart. So I'm sure that you said you went around to different stores, and were you doing samplings? Did you go to trade shows? What was next?
Yeah, exactly. Started out farmers markets, got some good momentum there, got some money together for a crowdfunding campaign, launched into Whole Foods, one single store initially, and then grew it out from there. And my very glamorous job for about the first year of Cooley Cooley was literally driving around store to store, begging each little natural foods buyer to bring in our product, standing there for hours, sampling it out, talking to consumers, going to trade shows. The life of a food star isn't always easy, but we got some momentum and then things really started to take off.
Right. So moringa, as I know it, is a powder. It's a green powder, much like matcha. And I drink 100 matcha lattes every day. What are the different uses and what are the different ways that you can actually cook or prepare moringa?
We sell the powder, and the powder is great. You can actually make a moringa latte. It's pretty great. Yeah, I just do it with almond milk and a little bit of agave. It's lovely. I add it to my oatmeal.
I didn't know that. Oh, I can't wait till this interview is over so I can go into the kitchen and make a moringa latte. I didn't know.
Yeah, no, it's great for that.
Oh my gosh. Okay, I can't wait to try that.
So we sell them in bars. We also sell them in smoothie mixes, and then we sell them in wellness shops. So we've got a whole sampling of moringa products.
How did I come about knowing about moringa, you may ask? Did you ask that question?
Yeah.
Let me answer the question for you. I was starting to have difficulty with arthritis, and the pain in the joints in my hands was starting to get really bad. And a friend of mine, she was starting to manifest some visual crippling effects in her hands from arthritis, had said, listen, you have got to try this stuff. This stuff has really been a godsend for me. And I'll never forget, I was in New York City and I went up to many different of the health stores and nobody knew what I was talking about. Let me say it was 5-6 years ago. Yeah. Nobody knew what moringa was and nobody could find it. So I had to go online. Maybe it was Cooley Cooley that I got. I don't remember. But I went ahead and ordered it online. And then I ordered the gel caps and the gel cap maker. And so I make the gel caps myself from the powder, and that's how I ingest it. But again, as I said, I can't wait to go ahead and try the latte when we're done here. Okay, so now you're doing your samplings and things are starting to take off and the stores are starting to buy your product. Then what?
Then we got some investment. It's expensive getting on stores, making sure it sells, all of that. So it started out, I was the only one full time, and then brought in some friends as co-founders and slowly convinced them to come on board with me. And then we got our first big investment round with our Series A. And believe it or not, our major investor was Kellogg.
Wow.
Which a lot of people sort of looked at us and they're like, this green superfood sourcing for women in West Africa. What are you doing with Frosted Flakes and Pop-Tarts? But what we found is that Kellogg is incredibly mission-oriented. They do so much work through their foundation and in their supply chain to really improve nutrition. And they love the idea of this nutrient-dense plant that also helped to improve nutrition. Yeah, they invested in us and also really helped us get into other more conventional retailers. Since we launched onto the market in 2014, we're now in 10,000 stores across the country.
Ah, congratulations. Give me an idea what the excitement level is like each step you take and as you scale. By the way, 9 years may seem like a lot of time, but for the amount of work that you've done and the amount of success that you've had from the first time you ate a leaf to being in Walmart is really not a long time.
Yeah. Well, it's only been 5 years on the market, really. It's been an amazing journey, and I'm very, very fortunate to have an incredible team. I couldn't have done this myself.
You've spoken like a true leader. Everybody, you are in the limelight. We are listening to Lisa Curtis with Cooley Cooley, and what an amazing, amazing story. I'm sure there's much more to come. Do not go away. We're going to be back with Lisa in just a moment.
Are you looking for a place with positive information? Well, look no more. This is the place, inspirednewsradio.com. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, positive talk radio. Shows designed to inspire, inform, educate, and motivate. Hi, I'm Scott Sullivan, and I'm one of the hosts right here on inspirednewsradio.com. And I ask you to please tune in every single week to my show, Mind Your Own Business. Inspirednewsradio.com, the place to be for positive talk.
We are back, yes, with Lisa Curtis, Cooley Cooley, K-U-L-I, K-U-L-I, foods.com. You're going to want to get some of this amazing superfood because it does amazing things. Tell us a few of the amazing things it does again.
So it's a natural anti-inflammatory, which you know.
Right.
Also great for detoxification. So a lot of people will, you know, take it first thing in the morning or if they've been eating too much junk, and it has great B vitamins. So it gives you a lot of natural energy.
We have some show and tell. Show us some of the product. We're excited to see.
This is our main product. This is just the pure raw organic moringa powder. You can add it to your lattes. You can add it to your smoothies. I love mixing it with my oatmeal, a little bit of almond butter. It has kind of a green earthy flavor similar to matcha, but it's really easy to kind of mix into whatever you're cooking. And one tablespoon is a full serving of vegetables. So a little bit goes a long way.
I'm so excited to learn these things. Do you have recipes on your site?
All over our website. So if you go to cooleycooleyfoods.com/recipes, you'll see everything.
Before we went to break last time, you said you couldn't have done it yourself. It takes an extraordinary team to build the way you have and to scale the way you have. Walmart, are you in all Walmarts everywhere?
Not all Walmarts everywhere. We're in about 2,500 Walmarts.
Where are you located, by the way?
We're located in Oakland, California.
Okay, is that where you can find the product in California now?
We are nationwide. You can find us all over the country. Yeah, 10,000 stores. So everywhere from Whole Foods to Safeway to Walmart to CVS.
What? Stop it. What's next? Where do you go after this? I mean, because this is an extraordinary, extraordinary story with phenomenal success in a very short amount of time. Where do you want to be in 5 years?
The thing that I am most excited about is how do we continue to build our brand as a platform for introducing sustainably sourced, nutrient-rich, tasty ingredients to the U.S. market and doing it in a way that, like, makes consumers fall in love with them. You know, out of the 30,000 edible plants that exist, the majority of society only eats three plants. Mm-hmm. We eat wheat, we eat rice, and we eat corn.
And by the way, all three of them really aren't the greatest for you.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, there's a lot of carbs in there, and then I'm gluten-free because gluten, you know, truly almost killed me quite a few times. In fact, the white book, I don't know if you see it down here, that's the Italian Gluten-Free Gastronomy Cookbook right over here that I wrote with an Italian chef because I lived in Italy for 30 years, and the pizza and the pasta and the pane almost killed me because of the gluten content. So I do know something about that. Rice is all carbs. Listen, I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's carbs. And so, yeah, I mean, there's a, you know, 29,900 1,500 and I don't know how many more plants that we could be eating, according to you, right?
Exactly. And so one of the things I'm really excited about is we just launched these new shots and the whole idea behind them. So this one's called Focus Focus. This one's called Get Well Soon.
So cute.
And they're pairing Moringa with other functional plants that really complement it.
Right.
So we actually paired with Lion's Mane, which helps you focus, brings mental clarity. Kamu Kamu, which helps with immunity support. We're just excited to expose consumers to all the different plants and plants as medicine.
So is that the five-year plan, is to bring in more plants, do you think?
Five-year plan is to start incorporating other nutrient-rich, climate-smart ingredients into our products and into our supply chain. And you know, we source from over 2,000 farmers, primarily African women. And so going deeper with them, helping them grow more of these plants, and then selling them here in the U.S.
That's extraordinary. Just a little side note, because we've just met 20 minutes ago here online. When I lived in Italy, I was asked to be the ambassador for the United States to a campaign by the name of Walking Africa. And it was a campaign to get African women to win the Nobel Peace Prize. And they did in 2011. I don't know if you remember that or not, but I did work very, very heartily because, you know, living in Italy, I was in Africa many times and I got a lot of the information from CNN International. We got a lot of African news there. So the plight of the African woman is really something that touched my heart for so many different reasons on so many different levels that I went to European Parliament and I spoke alongside them to benefit the cause so that they might win. In fact, the Nobel Peace Prize had 211 candidates that year. But you know, when you have that feeling, you know, like Oprah says, you know, like, you know, like, you know, well, I knew our girls were going to win and they did. I love you even more for the work that you're doing and some of the charitable works that you're doing as well with Kuli Kuli. And I wish you again all of the very, very, very best. And let's circle back around real soon to see what else is going on over there at Kuli Kuli, okay?
Thank you so much for having me.
You're so welcome. All right, bye-bye now. Everybody, you know what to do. Like, share, and subscribe. Do all the things you're supposed to do when you want to follow more great interviews like Lisa Curtis's. Okay, we'll see you again next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
That's it for today's episode, everybody. I do want to thank my audio engineer, Amory Campbell. And I want to thank also Clarissa Travel Club, Inspired News Radio, Audible.com, and Craig Shelley Fine Jewelry, our sponsors for the show today. And don't forget to tune in next week, same time, same place. You're going to want to sign up for my newsletter at ClarissaBurt.com, and certainly you can find me everywhere on social at Clarissa Burt. Bye for now, everybody. Make it a great week.